with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.
President Putin, will you agree to a ceasefire?
Mr. President, what's your message to Vladimir Putin?
Mr. Putin, did you underestimate Ukraine?
The sound of reporters shouting questions at President Putin and President Trump at the beginning of their high-stakes summit meeting at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, Alaska. The three-on-three talks between the two leaders have now concluded. The meeting has raised concerns among Ukrainian and European leaders who fear President Trump may not press Putin hard enough on Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky was excluded from the talks. Tropical storm Erin has intensified as it heads toward the Caribbean.
It's now upgraded to a hurricane, the first of the 2025 season.
National Hurricane Center Director Jamie Rome.
Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Northern Leeward Islands, you got to be mindful of the flood risk.
Forecasters say Erin has been gaining strength as it tracks westward over warm Atlantic waters. Tropical storm watches have been issued for parts of the Leeward Islands, including Antigua and St. Martin. Rome says Erin is forecast to take a sharp turn northeast. High waves and dangerous surf are expected to affect the East Coast and especially the Carolinas next week.
And create a huge rip current risk.
I'm Jennifer King.
A federal grand jury has indicted New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell after a long corruption investigation. She was indicted on fraud, conspiracy, and obstruction charges in a probe into allegations that she tried to hide a romantic relationship with her bodyguard. The indictment is the culmination of a long-running federal investigation into the first female mayor in the city's 300-year history. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 34 points. This is SRN News. A good news, bad news story about America's religious institutions.
The good news is that the confidence the general public has in the country's churches is on the rise. 36% of Gallup poll respondents say they have a great deal or a fair amount of faith in organized religion, up from 31% just 3 years ago. The bad news is that 36% is awfully low, way down from the nearly 70% of Americans who had confidence in the church back in 1975. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge declined to block an Alabama law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in public schools. U.S. District Judge David Proctor found that University of Alabama students and professors who filed suit challenging the law did not meet the legal burden required for a preliminary injunction. The court fight over the statute will go forward, but the law will remain in place while it does. This is SRN News. Wall Street closes another winning week.
Stocks edged back from their records on Wall Street in a quiet finish to another winning week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Friday from the all-time high it set the day before. The index closed out its fourth winning week in the last five. The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up 34 points. It's about 0.1%. The Dow is just below the record it set in December. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%. Treasury yields inched higher in the bond market following some mixed readings on the U.S. economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
Federal Reserve policymakers will be debating whether stubborn inflation or slower hiring is the bigger problem for the economy as they prepare for an annual conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming next week and a crucial policy meeting in September. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.